Good morning. I'm Nevena Smith. I'm a member of the congregation here. Prairie aspires to be an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age or abilities or inabilities. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services. They are presented either by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community, or by our minister, Sandra Ingham. Today, Gary Gates is going to be presenting a talk about his experiences at the General Assembly. Our opening words will be read by Rick Rooking.
I'm going to make a slight change in them. As our paradigms shift, we need to admit that we don't know the answers. We also need to admit we don't know the right questions.
All right, now we have Gary Gates, who's going to present on the UUA General Assembly, and I'll let him take it away. And we'll have time for discussion after the presentation.
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I have been told that I speak too softly and nobody can hear me, so in other words, I'm an inadequate loudmouth. But then they gave me this, and I asked for this to be sure you could hear me, and they told me I was a diva. So, so I'm up here as an inadequate loudmouth and an adequate diva, I guess. I came to Prairie at a time when I felt a real need for love and support, and I found it in abundance. I was also in full agreement with the Unitarian Universalist Seven Principles. I strove to return that love and support through giving my service to Prairie and its members. When my efforts led to me being offered the position of president, my first thought was, I don't have an adequate background in either Unitarian Universalism or Prairie. And I decided to accept the nomination anyway because of my love for Prairie and its members. To help compensate for my lack of experience, I decided I would attend both the Regional Assembly at Wausau and the General Assembly, National General Assembly at Providence, Rhode Island. I wanted to learn what leaders in other Unitarian Universalist congregations and National Unitarian Universalist staff could teach me about the challenges ahead for me, for Prairie, and for Unitarian Universalism generally. The assembly itself was an overwhelming range of choices of big breakout sessions. I didn't attend all of them by any means. There was also overpowering music and emotional appeals to our higher ideals. The basic theme of the assembly was love reaches out. That if we are truly to live by our principles, we cannot keep them to ourselves. We must interact with and participate in the world at large. I'm not going to try to relate to you the speeches that I did here, and that would be impossible to relate the strong emotions I felt while I was there. Instead, I'm going to try to tell you the overall message I took away from the assembly. My presentation is going to be relatively short, because I want to provide maximum opportunity for to hear what you feel the future holds for Prairie and how you feel we should prepare for it. I should note that the message I received was undoubtedly shaped by my intent going in to concentrate on those sessions that dealt with the future of Unitarian Universalism and what congregations needed to do to thrive. The message I received was that we must be ready to change, that holding on to the past was a sure way to become irrelevant. The basic structure of churches was developed in a time when there were no automobiles, no telephones, no internet, and before thousands of other technological changes that we take for granted today. Made church just one more alternative in a very busy life. And in the words of Peter Morales, the president of the UUA, we are witnessing nothing less than a spiritual mass migration of tens of millions of people away from religious institutions. Teresa Cooley, UUA's program and strategy officer, noted that surveys show only 20% of young adults think that church is important. Number of people, adults that say that religion, that they have no religion, has doubled in the last 10 years. But the basic purposes of a church, I think, are still vital. The warm support and friendship I received when I came to Prairie are necessary for everyone's individual and personal connection with other people. A church, I'm proud to say, especially Prairie, is a wonderful place to fulfill that need. But this is not enough. For churches to remain relevant, they must have a broader purpose. They must be a way to connect with the inherent human need to serve a more significant purpose than just ever more material wealth and personal comfort. To be successful in the future, we must be ready as an organization to take risk and to experience discomfort in pursuing a cause greater than ourselves. The message I received from the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly was that we are not Unitarian Universalists because we're atheists. We are not Unitarian Universalists because we're agnostics. We're not Unitarian Universalists because we're theists. We're not Unitarian Universalists because we're gay or straight, or because we're black or white, or because we're liberal or conservative. Identifying why we are not Unitarian Universalists is important because there is a constant tension in our faith, because we accept all attitudes, all beliefs, and there's a general human tendency, well, my attitudes, my concepts aren't being given sufficient shrift, that the other guy's getting the better of the deal. I might mention that we are having the Unitarian, Sunday Assembly starting to meet here in September, which will be primarily aimed at atheists because they want a place of their own. We accept all, and that creates a special tension that most organizations don't have, because whatever you believe, you're welcome here. We are Unitarian Universalists because we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every person, because we believe in justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, because we believe in acceptance of one another and encouraging spiritual growth. We believe in a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We believe in right of conscience and the use of the democratic process. We believe in the goal of world community with peace, justice, and liberty for all. And we believe in respect for the interdependent web of all existence, of which we are a part. These beliefs are why we are Unitarian Universalists. And if we truly believe in these principles, we must use our church to carry these principles to the wider community around us. If we do this, if we are successful in being an integral part of the wider community around us, we probably will thrive and grow. Our membership will probably increase. But membership growth is not a measure, is not success itself. It is maybe a byproduct of success. Success is, have we really communicated our principles and acted on them with the wider community? The Prairie has many members who are very active in pursuing environmental, racial justice, economic equality, and multiple other issues. But these are individual actions. What does Prairie itself stand for? Where does Prairie lead? How do we fulfill the deal in our bond of union, printed at the front of our songbook and at the bottom of the order of service today, every day, that as the Prairie stretches out until it becomes one with the sky, let us reach out to touch and be one with the natural world and with one another. I believe defining who we are in the wider world is the one thing we have not yet achieved if we are to remain relevant in a changing and challenging world. To begin this search for meaning, the first thing we will need to do is to review our bond of union and covenant of good relations, which we adopted many years ago, to be sure they are still reflective of who we are and who we want to be. Then we will need to do the really hard work of looking at our interests and abilities in order to decide what we will strive to be. To adopt a mission statement, which my research showed that there was a statement about 13 years ago that was put in the file that said we needed a mission statement. It should be noted that the General Assembly named immigration, gun violence, and support for the Quakers Underground Railway for Ugandan LGBTs as the top social action issues for the Unitarian Universalism this year, and escalating inequality of as the top issue for study. We, of course, are not required to pick our make our choice from those issues, but we might want to consider some of those issues as where do we specialize? Where do we try to make an impact? We will need to evaluate our strengths and weaknesses, our interests. One of the principles that was espoused was to concentrate, pick an area that concentrates on your own strengths, what you already have, and try to expand that to the world. As I said previously, I've deliberately kept this presentation short because I want to hear from you what you feel Prairie needs to do to remain relevant. I, in some ways, feel like perhaps my title was not quite right because I haven't told you anything much about General Assembly other than the message I got. And I would like to throw it open at this point to see if anyone has any feelings about what Prairie is, where should we go, how do we do it. And Mary has microphones if someone wants to speak. Was it? But the question is, how did we? I decide to join you, and would I? And how do we decide to check you out? That was just a little over 2 years ago, and I found you in the phone book. But I was looking for a Unitarian church in the phone book. And I've told this story before, but probably not all of you have heard it, even though I've told it several times. I knew about First Unitarian, and I'd been to First Unitarian 35, 40 years ago for a few sessions. I didn't like the size. Besides, I wasn't really looking for a church at the time. My then wife was looking for a church, and she was looking for a conservative Christian church, which First Unitarian didn't quite meet. So I knew about you. The basic principles I understood, and it was what I felt, and I was feeling a need. So I picked up the phone book and I said, well, there's James Reeb and there's Prairie, and I'll go to one week and one the next and decide which one I prefer. And I came here first, so I didn't go to James Reeb. Pam was a member of St. Mark's Lutheran at the time, and I was going there with her, but I had decided that it no longer fit my needs. I needed to get away, and I wanted to do something for myself. And that's why I came here, and Pam followed me.
Good.
I would note that I've talked with Barb Park about what I was going to say today. And she has indicated she in full support of it. She felt that when she became president, there was a lot of tension within this congregation that it needed to be knit back together. And that she feels this has been done pretty well. I guess I'll give her a lot of credit for that. And for everybody else too. But that we do need, at this point, we are a pretty well-functioning congregation. There are still a few tensions among few of us, but we're pretty well supportive of each other, and it is time to say, how do we go from here? Where do we go from here? So I would note the opening words, we don't know the right questions, and if we go in the direction I'm hoping we will go, finding a focus for the church, not just for individuals, but for the church. I expect that will take 6 months to a year, to really, for all of us to discuss and interact and talk, where do we want the church to aim? What do we want the church to be known for? Now, you know, there are, you know, look at the International Unitarian Universalists. We were very active, and still, you know, individual churches still are very active in gay rights issues. Where do we want, when people, you know, we did have an article in the paper on Sunday about the Sunday Assembly, which is going to be renting space from us. I was interviewed by the reporter, but then the reporter went to Michael Schuller at the First Unitarian and quoted him instead. I guess that's all right, but probably if you said he's quoting something from a Prairie Unitarian, they wouldn't know what they're talking about. What do we want to be known for? How do we want to be out in the community? And I don't know how to do it. I am hoping that we will be able to figure that out. I would note that I, as president, first heard about, I first heard about Sunday Assembly because I became president. That was about 3 weeks ago. The negotiations for them to rent space have been going on for some time before that. And last Sunday, the Humanist Union hosted the Sunday Assembly people to talk about what they were going to do. And then they had a picnic afterwards, so I decided I would go to both. And I talked to people there for about 4 or 5 hours last Sunday. And I talked a lot to the woman who is organizing the Sunday Assembly. And I guess I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I can say that she said she didn't know much about Unitarian Universalism. And I had the distinct impression that if she had, she may have never been organized in Sunday Assembly. If I may offer a few things that came from the General Assembly on that. Peter Morelli is the present head of the, what is his title again?
He's president.
President. Said that he didn't become a Unitarian Universalist until he was in his 40s. He grew up in Boston, where Unitarian Universalism is headquartered, but he never heard about it. His beliefs have not changed. He went various places. And finally, in his mid-40s, he was talking to a Methodist minister who said, "You belong with Unitarian Universalists." They done surveys, and I don't know exactly how they conclude this, but they said that my number is probably a little off, but that like there are 274,000 Unitarian Universalists in the United States, if you count church membership. But according to surveys, there are 970-some thousand. So either they just don't believe in churches or they haven't found out of them.
You can be next.
If I may add, one of the things they said they did a survey of how often Unitarian Universalists invite somebody to go to church with them. The answer was once in every 23 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were at the assembly. The Seventh Principle of Unitarian Universalism bookmark is out on the table. It's there because I went out to get some more and there weren't any. And I asked Dan to order them. It was suggested at the assembly that people just carry them with them. What it's about,
yep.
It tells you what it's about. Thank you. I want to congratulate you, thank you for living up to my faith in you. I kept my speech short, figuring there would be plenty of questions.
And now we have closing words read by Pam Gates.
Our job is not to judge. It is to heal the brokenhearted and the hurting, to give hope. Statement by Reverend Rebecca Ann Montgomery at the 2014 General Assembly.
All right, and that's it for today. Thank you. Please greet your neighbors and have a wonderful afternoon.